Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's you, it's us, it's the IGN UK podcast.
What was that?
I know, it's good, isn't it?
That's a weird start.
Just thought of it right
Very
now.
Very Alan Partridge,
is it? My name is Gavin Murphy. This is the IGN UK podcast. I'm also joined by two exceptionally handsome gentlemen. Because I feel like what the world needs is more podcasts with white men talking into microphones in a room.
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's that voice?
It's me. I'm Simon.
Simon what?
Simon Cardi.
Sidekick Simon Cardi.
Why are you adding that?
That's good.
No,
it's good,
isn't it? Yeah. I'm my own man.
And
Rory Powers. Ooh. What's my nickname though? Because he got one.
Knob.
Oh, all right.
Oh. Childish, that one.
That is childish. I don't think you're a knob, Paz. I think you're a good guy.
In a good
thank
way.
You. Thank
in
you. Thank way. You. Oh, no, you played your Cardis a little too soon.
That was terrible. Yeah.
It's been a big week. It's been a big week for games.
Yeah.
It's been a big week for films. Krupa's out interviewing Loki right now. Like, it's all fucking
for the new Aardman animation.
The new early man. Like, he saw that on Sunday. Then from then, we just went to see every film that we could fucking get our grubby little mitts on.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, Powers, me and you.
We went to go see Three Billboards.
Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
The new Martin McDonagh film.
I really want to see this.
It's an absolute banger.
Ooh,
it was good.
Glad to hear.
It was good.
I think you liked it less than I did. I thought it was... I think it's...
That's what's been going on this whole week, is it? I've been enjoying...
A masterclass
now
in
you're
writing.
Carried away.
A masterclass in acting.
I don't think writing.
You don't you?
No.
I think it.
There was one line that stuck out to me where a police chief goes into the station and he's like, how's it going with the blank blank case? And the person goes, how's it going with the I don't care case? And then the chief replied, how's it going with the give me your badge and gun case? And I was like, is that someone wrote that in a script? And everyone said, keep that in.
That I mean, isn't good.
I reckon, it was really bad.
I reckon if it was well acted,
it was.
It was well acted.
Well, did you not hear what I just said? Masterclass in acting.
Masterclass.
So, well, absolute masterclass.
Oh, sorry.
But I did. I'm not trying to be negative on it because I thought it was really good as well. Some of the shots were incredible.
I'm glad to hear.
Lots of people have been going on about it saying it's a very, very good film, and I think like. For me, I just can't wait to see it again.
Woody was good, wasn't he?
Yeah. So if you don't know what it is, Frances McDormand plays a mum who's had her daughter raped and murdered before the film starts.
Cool. Don't have to see it.
I don't think that's what people are going there to see.
Right? Hopefully not.
Hopefully, maybe very disappointed. Nah.
And the local police have done nothing. So she puts up
nothing. Nothing you say, Gav. They're working. They're 9 to 5.
They're not.
They're on the case.
They're doing their goddamn
she
best.
She hasn't heard from them in months, so she sets. She rents a couple of billboards and put those up.
Probably three.
And it's about. She rents. I can't remember how many.
And where are they? Where are these three billboards?
UK. Stroud.
Missouri and the town.
And so basically what happens because of that. But yes, it's got some fantastic actors in there.
It looks like it's the favourite for the Oscar at the moment.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you say it's the best you've seen?
I say it's on par with another film that I've seen
this week,
which is I, Tonya. So Krupa and I went to see it. We had two spare tickets. Couldn't give them away.
I didn't want to come.
I got my own.
Alicia said, yeah, pulled out last minute.
No, she didn't.
Well, she had her stuff.
At least I let you know a day in advance I wouldn't be going.
So, no, yeah. You tentatively said.
I said, expect me not to go.
Okay.
I think that's me saying I'm not going.
I felt kind of bad because I said no because I had my own podcast to edit. But then I just ended up staying in the office and playing like 2 hours of Overwatch with Cardi.
We
went on a tear though, a 7-game winning streak.
Well, it's fine. If you're on a tear, you're on a tear.
You understand. Tear rules.
But I've heard it's a very funny film, which surprised me because I've seen one or two documentaries about her.
Really?
The actual event.
I need to get those
more about
you.
The actual event.
Because I don't know the business.
I actually don't know.
I didn't know anything about her.
I'm confused how they've turned this into a... what sounds like a very funny film.
Well, that's the thing. It's funny because I think Margot Robbie is very funny. It's played for laughs, but then some horrible shit happens quite a lot. And then in a similar way, like it is actually quite similar to Three Billboards in that way, because in that, Sam Rockwell's character is a racist who is very funny. And he had, like, and it's kind of like you feel bad being on his side. In this, it's very funny, but you just feel bad laughing at it because it's such a horrible situation. Mm. But at the same time, it is very funny.
So is it focused around... because obviously there's... if you don't know Tonya Harding,
I'm not going to say...
But there's one big event that happened.
Yeah.
Is it more around that or is it more her
whole
life?
No, do you know what? It's a lot about her whole life and just like a portrait of her, really. And just like a little... you get little snapshots of her life and things like that. But it's also done in a really cool way where it like breaks the fourth wall and things like that. And also it plays up the idea that you can't really trust, like you can't, it's all based on interviews with people.
Okay.
And all these people are always trying to cover their back. So they basically said like, you know, you can't trust anything that happens in it.
It's a true story, but how much of that is that?
Exactly. And it plays that up from the start as well. Like there's an opening thing which kind of like pokes fun at that as well. But it's just like there's obviously an interesting bit to it. There must be a 30 for 30 about
Tonya Harding.
That's
the one.
It is. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking that. That's like awesome. I'll watch it over the weekend then. But it's basically like it's a figure skater. It's a, at the bones of it, it's a redneck figure skater. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? It's figure skating, isn't it?
Yeah.
A redneck figure skater who sort of. The figure skating board hate her because she's a redneck. But she comes from a horrible family. She's got not a very nice boyfriend. And it's just about her life.
She can bloody skate.
How did that get started then?
What do you mean?
Is the skating scene big in the South?
I guess.
Is there a lot around there?
I guess so.
I think like just all stuff
they
like that.
They probably need somewhere to cool down. It gets quite hot.
Yeah.
Then,
so yeah. Well, Georgia, very warm. Very warm place. So yeah, I can imagine.
Honestly, Krups and I went to see it, and I don't want to say the words blown away, but I was bloody well blown away.
Did he enjoy it as well?
He did.
Very good.
I think we just thought it was excellent. I don't really know. I think the guy's name's Craig Gillespie, the guy who directed it. I don't really know his stuff that well. But like when you're watching it, you're like, this feels like David O. Russell type film, like but good.
Oh yeah, excited.
But I'm good, yeah.
Yeah. It's like kind of like The Fighter, but you care about the people involved.
Okay, that's
like sounds interesting. Good movie and Margot Robbie are like the two magic words for me. Like I'm ready.
She is incredible. Also, Allison Janney plays her mum, and she's fantastic.
She's good at playing mums, isn't she?
Mm.
Do that a lot.
But there's also like a sort of bullshit best friend to the boyfriend. Sebastian Stan is okay in it, but his best friend. Because he's basically the comedy in it, because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
And he's like one of these types of bullshitters who thinks that he's working for the government and covertly. And he's
is he just the Winter Soldier? I'd love for him to come in with a big metal arm, skating around.
Yes. So it's Sebastian Stan's best friend. He's like this big fat dude who basically says, like, you know, I'm known for my counterterrorism like skills. And they're like, yeah, but you're not, though, are you? He's like, no, I am. but it's out here in February, but and I think that and Three Billboards are very close for me. It's annoying that I think Margot Robbie is fantastic in it. I think she outacts Frances McDormand, but I think Three Billboards has the like the better script. There's more for her to do with that script than there is than there is for Margot Robbie and I, Tonya. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think Frances McDormand's going to come out on top. So
I reckon I will get around to it.
Yeah, it's out February, and it's just out. I think it's out just after Valentine's Day.
Another film that's out in February,
which
I saw earlier this week, is The Shape of Water.
That's out on Valentine's Day.
Or a day after. Around.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's been out in America for months already.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
But Guillermo del Toro's new film, if you're a fan of his.
We are.
Who isn't?
Had him on this podcast, mate.
Oh, I'd love to meet him.
Yeah.
I bet he's lovely.
He's basically made a love film.
I'm into her. Yeah. I love Sally Hawkins. I think she's incredible.
She is, and she's brilliant in this as well. And Michael Shannon, he's always good.
Michael Stolberg's in as well, isn't he?
Yep.
He's one of my favourite actors.
No, they're both good. Everyone's good in it. Yeah. Really well acted.
Even the fish?
Even the fish. See, that doesn't have a lot to say.
I'll be honest, that's the thing that is the only dud note for me right now.
The really? Fish?
Because it just looks like Abe Sapien.
Yeah, and he looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon. He's obviously... Yeah. Del Toro loves his monsters. Yeah. And he's always a fan of...
Fish
portraying
and, water.
And portraying monsters as not being monsters.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to get straight to the question that I think a lot of people listening to this podcast want to know. Do they get it on in the
I'm
movie?
I'm not going
to.
Yeah, well, that would ruin the film.
Do you see a fish dick?
Do you see it?
I think they refer to them as fish dicks, actually.
Yeah. Fish flavored sticks.
We can't legally call it.
Does Michael Shannon yank his little fish dick?
Why is he getting involved?
It's the part he was born to play.
Although it's a very, at times, touching film and lovely.
Oh, touching! Oh. He said touching!
Like yanking.
It's not a family film in any way.
Right, okay.
Don't be... I don't know if people have seen trailers, but you can maybe be fooled and think this is a lovely little romance. It gets quite... dark,
sexy,
it gets quite violent, and yeah, it gets quite sexy as well. Within the first few minutes,
how blue?
There's
how
quite
blue
a bit
are we talking?
Blue. Well, there's a lot of water, so it's quite blue.
Oh.
that was terrible, wasn't it?
Water's green sometimes.
Yeah, I really liked it. I didn't love it.
Yeah,
I thought I'd like it more.
I'm
I really
getting that from
that happens in
it's kind of like a mucky ET.
Okay.
Which, if you're into that,
that's getting a mucky ET.
If Elliot and ET were getting it on. That's what we've got.
With our finger.
I hope we get... I hope someone who does the PR for Shape Water listen to this podcast. I'm sure they don't. Yeah. And we get like... Because now and again we get emails which are like quote requests.
My quote on the poster. Yeah. Mucky E.T.
They get it on, Cardi. Yeah. No, first name from
but
Cardi.
But I definitely see it. It just... And it's obviously, looking at it, it's very Bioshocky.
Yeah.
You can tell... I mean, I assume Del Toro's played it or loves it. I don't. Have you spoken to him? He was going to do the film, wasn't he?
No, Gore Verbinski was doing the film.
Well,
so if you watch, what's it called? Cure for Wellness.
I'm
pretty sure it's a lot of that from there.
It seemed Bioshock. I know it's obviously it's set in the 50s. It's got a lot of water. It's going to be that way. And the music, but yeah, really good.
I think that's the one I want to see out of most of all, like of all of these ones.
I
so I'm excited. Yeah. Hey, but go Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And finally. If you're not counting the fact that I watched Purge Anarchy last night when I got home after I, Tonya.
What a weird choice.
little bit of dessert for Gav, that was.
What time did you
I'll tell you what, though. I'll be honest. Frank Grillo has made that franchise his own. So.
Brilliant.
I can't wait for Purge the Island. I don't think Frank Grillo...
Is that next?
Yeah.
Purge the Island.
Prequel, baby. What happened to make the Purge start?
It's like Jurassic Park and they couldn't control it. And they brought one Purger back to New York and it just spread through the city.
Who thought any of this was a good idea?
Do you know what? I love the moment about all these Oscar fails and the Purge Anarchy's getting a shout in the middle of there.
Purge Island.
I'd put that for best sound editing.
I think it's called Purge. No, The Purge. :The Island. It's an island of purgers.
We found a purger lodged in an ice block and defrosted him and copied his genes.
It's nice that we did. Oh, go on. Purge it.
Yeah, I'm still talking about the Purge.
Still talking about the Purge.
All the Purge films. All the Purge films have good ideas in them.
Well, the concept itself is a
fantastic.
Is a cool idea.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they got people in the cinema in the first place.
This is coming from someone who hasn't actually seen anything, but I do kind of, I am morbidly intrigued. They seem like absolutely
Do you know what?
Nonsense.
I'll be honest with you. I think the way you are right now, you should never watch them.
Yeah.
Because they're never going to live up to
the concept is better than anything that's going to happen.
Oh,
in
yes.
Yeah.
But watch all the trailers.
But that's the thing. The dude who made them, I think he's a very good writer, but he's not. I don't think he's great at directing action, and he's not directing The Purge, The Island.
The Purge, The Island. I can't even hear you say that.
But he has written it.
The Purge, The Island. It doesn't work, does
but
it?
But it's not called that.
Okay.
I think it's called Purge, The Island.
Okay.
But it's Purge, colon, The Island. Not Purge, The Island.
Purge, The Island? Yeah. It's too late. We started.
Do you know what? I reckon I know what's going to happen, but yeah. I won't spoil it for people.
What do you think?
I think
a few people might die.
I think Purge the Island. I think the Purge the Island is all about them doing like a focus test for it, or like
that's what I was just gonna say.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be like
I think it's Staten Island, and they go right. We're just gonna purge
on it. Oh, it's on like Staten. It's not like I had it in mind. It's like a desert island.
No, I think it's on Staten Island. I don't know.
I bet it's gonna be you get a research group in.
Yeah,
you bring them all in, almost like you know, like a timeshare sort of thing. And yeah. then at the meeting, they're like, "So it's about to hit midnight, and we just want to tell you guys when it hits midnight, anything goes."
How far in the past do we? Know? Just, is it set?
Set in the future.
Oh, I thought it was an origin.
Well,
the Purge was set in like 2045. Yeah.
I thought it would be incredible if it was like a Purge from like 1900 and they were just running around. Like,
that's a fucking one. They can do that.
I love how like in the future in this, like in the Blade Runner franchise, you've got like entire novelized cities, flying cars, robot humans. And in this franchise, it's just people just kill now. Yeah. We're just angry.
That's probably more realistic.
Yeah,
though,
more realistic.
The way we're going.
The Purge 2049.
It's all got really good ideas in, and that's the thing. I'm going to watch Purge Election Year this weekend.
I love it.
Very much purging.
It just sounds like an event that's happening alongside a purge.
Yeah.
It is not really correlated. I'm into that.
But on Wednesday night, before we purged, we all went to the premiere of The Post.
We all saw something together, which was nice.
Which was really nice. Like,
I'll tell you what we all saw together. Spielbo himself.
He came
Steven
out.
Spielbo.
So he came out and introduced it at the Odeon Leicester Square, which on the way down, we were talking about like our favorite memories of going there. Because like it used to be a thing where my auntie and uncle would take me on like a coach to London to see Disney films when they came out in Odeon Leicester Square.
That's cool.
Like that was a thing. So I saw like Aladdin, Lion King, stuff like that there. And so we all have our different memories of it. We were talking about on the way there. Then little did we know when we got there, that is the last premiere that's going to take place at that place before it gets renovated. It's going to be completely renovated.
It's cool, isn't it?
So it was really cool.
Yeah.
He was like talking about some of the films that he's debuted in this theater.
It was just showing off.
It was like Raiders, The Lost
film
Ark.
Called... Jaws.
It was the thing is, it was pretty funny though because he kept pausing for a bit. He was pausing after the films he was saying. He was just like, "I remember the first time I came here in 1977, premiered a film called Close Encounters of the Third Kind." Pause for people to go, "Fucking nuts!" And he was like, "Yeah." Then brought a little film called E.T.
Does anyone want to go home?
I'm gonna fast forward a bit. Saving Who?
That was what it was like a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's allowed
about
to.
The Crystal Skull, though.
No, he didn't.
Didn't mention that one.
I don't think it reached Odeon.
I saw that in that cinema, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. Ooh,
I saw it on DVD.
Mm. I saw it in the cinema.
But yeah, then we had Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep come out as well.
We
and
were
then,
3 foot away from Streep at one point,
yeah.
weren't we?
I took a little photo.
Ooh, that Meryl.
little did we know we were 6 foot away from her when you were shouting, "Ooh, Meryl!"
Because we were walking up a fucking red carpet, and then like loads of the people who stand there to go to premieres were shouting, "Meryl, Meryl!" And it reminded me of the League of Gentlemen thing when it got, "Ooh, that Meryl!" So I started saying it, then I started saying it to you lot. I was like, "Oh, guys, I've just
you
remembered."
You were screaming it. Like, it was not discreet
at
all.
Click in your head, they might be shouting Meryl because she's here.
Yeah.
I just thought they were excited because she's in the film.
They were just going, "Meryl, Meryl!"
they're not the fucking birds from Finding Nemo.
But I didn't know she was about 3 foot away from me giving an interview, and I'm just shouting, "Oh, that Meryl!"
We need to find every interview that was shot on that red carpet and see if you're in the background.
Can you imagine just like watching like whatever E news video of Meryl Streep live on the red carpet and just hear, "Oh, Meryl!"
And she just turns around going, "Idiots,
shut up, you stupid prick." Oh, I thought you were meant to be nice. But the film is fine. I think it's good. It's got Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep and
film.
Like loads of other actors
solid
in
drum. Anything that has Hanks and Streep, it's not
yeah
bad, little slow to get going. But anytime they're making like big decisions and the tensions ramped up, you know,
obviously it was a dramatic thing that's happening.
Yeah.
But they
So if you don't know, the Post is about the Washington Post publishing like a series of events that ends up with them getting hold of some secret documents and whether or not they should.
Which are crucial information about how basically America totally fucked Vietnam.
Yeah,
it was bad, wasn't it?
The people weren't happy.
No.
And they shouldn't have been. Meryl, and then Meryl comes and...
It's a lovely prequel to All the President's Men about Watergate, if you've seen that. It literally goes on.
Also, in the same universe, a Spotlight, technically, because Tom Hanks plays the father of the... He plays a character that is the father of the character in Spotlight that John Slattery plays.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do love a good journalism film. They're good on it.
Spotlight's just come onto Netflix now and it's fucking absolute
bad. I mean, you haven't
told me to watch it.
I haven't seen it. Oh, dude, you're going to love it.
It's not a laugh, but it's good.
It is a laugh.
I've heard it's pretty pedo heavy.
There's lots of pedos in it, yeah.
You're
Irish, you'll love all that shit. Most of them are Irish, so...
How dare you, sir?
Yeah. That's how it started.
Killing pedos?
That's where it started.
We love it.
It's like the Planet of the Apes. Like, that started in, like, San Francisco. Pedo started in Ireland.
Well, they gave pedos, like, a super gas that made them evolve quicker.
We love a good
devolve, if anything, powers, actually.
It did make me want to watch Zodiac again, just because of all the journalism stuff. And sadly, the real-life detective from Zodiac died.
Just died, yeah. That's really sad.
From a broken
heart.
We'll
never truly know... We kind of know who did it.
Toshi. John Toshi?
Dave Toshi,
that's it, yeah.
Legend.
Oh, I'm watching Zodiac soon.
Mm.
I really want to watch that again.
Do you know he was also the main inspiration for Dirty Harry?
And Bullet.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because like in Bullet, Steve McQueen has his, wears little bow ties and has his holster like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
how's he wear his holster?
In films, really.
Like, it's a particular way of wearing it. Most people had it on their thing, but he was like one
of the
first.
He's like always die-harding it, his duct tape to his back.
No, I think he's one of the first people to have like the full sort of like torso.
Oh, the whole thing, the support bra.
He actually
wore
it around like a headband, had the gun facing out, and he'd just nod and shoot.
And it was like, he had a bit of string on his tongue, so he said, the bullet come out. That's why he's called Bullet.
Yeah.
In the film, Bullet.
It's surprising he lasted this long. He never killed anyone.
But yeah, I mean the post is good.
It's a solid film.
It gets a bit over schmaltzy.
They're making a point, which is freedom of the press, which is a big point.
It's also like Spielberg at the beginning when he introed it, he was just like, "I knew I had to make this film this year," and I think he was basically saying, "I had to make it this year because obviously Donald Trump's probably not going to last to the end of this year, so like I need to make it now because it's all about like throttling the press and things like that."
It was kind of weird. He's basically like, "Not going to lie. We rushed to this one."
Yeah.
And you can kind of tell
heard about the film 10 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it came out like 2 months ago in America.
Yes, so. But remember, Prestige, they finished the script for that January 5th.
The ultimate magic trick.
World premiere, October that same year.
Nolan's good, isn't he?
Like, and that is a film.
That's a...
Not like this shit, fucking bunch of old people speaking in a room, holding papers up and that. Fucking hell, what a joker.
Spielberg's good as well, though.
Yeah.
He's all right. He's all right.
But yeah, to be in the same room as him was a treat.
Yes, absolutely.
It was nice, yeah.
I think when he came on, we were just like, because we'd be taking the piss and joking. Vanessa Feltz turned up.
We were at after party with Vanessa Feltz.
We were
every day, do you?
And
we got pretty drunk on wine.
Yeah, because you guys left, and then because we had like one glass of champagne and then a glass of wine, and then they were like, "Oh, we've run out of wine." But then as we were leaving, we were like, "Oh, they're serving wine again," so we ended up fucking getting trashed. I was pretty pissed, man.
Because like people started leaving, so it just came to the point where people just walk around refilling your glasses. Yeah. We were like, "All right, let's just sit, chat,
until
have
you
like,
were told
nice wine."
To leave.
No, we were one of the last to leave, but we weren't told to leave.
They said they were closing soon.
Yeah.
It was a subtle hint. They were too kind.
No, it's fine. So yeah, films coming out. Three Billboards out this weekend in the UK.
Yeah,
absolutely go see that. I'm going to go see it again this weekend. Shape of Water is out Valentine's Day or around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I, Tonya out the same time. The Post, I'm not sure when that's out.
I think that's out next Friday.
Okay.
When does the mail get delivered? Am I right, guys? We don't know when the Post is going to be here.
But do you know what, guys? We're not just a bloody film podcast, are we?
Oh, no.
Because yesterday we had a Nintendo Direct Mini.
Ooh, that was a big
So it's just
thing,
basically, rather than doing Nintendo
Pretty
Direct like
a mini,
live stream.
Yeah, it was big, yeah.
14 minutes really, long, yeah. It was.
How many?
But basically, instead of doing it as a live stream, they just put up a video.
I quite like that.
Yeah.
Just boom. It's easier for us as well.
Yeah.
Spunked it everywhere.
I mean, let's start with the biggie.
Let's go. Straight in.
It ends with Dark Souls Remastered.
You guys played this game?
We've dabbled.
Have you?
I haven't played that much of it. Like,
I've played the first half an hour, I think.
Yeah.
I will play, I think.
I honestly, like, I think it's really cool, and I'm obviously going to get it and, like, play it, but I wasn't actually that excited about hopping back into it until Dan pointed out how easy it would be for us all to, summon each other and, like, run around in each other's worlds and everything. That's funny, when I was like, okay, now that's, like, a part of the game I never really experienced before. Hashtag no summons.
Yeah. But imagine, like, just fighting all Cena Smile together.
Yeah.
Like, you know, fight it for the first time. Like,
how dare you, sir? Don't do that. They're gonna think.
No one's ever seen it.
If you listen to this podcast and don't know, we do a series called Prepare to Try, where we started off playing Dark Souls 1. So, and someone actually pointed out, we've got a Facebook group of awesome people who watch the show, and they've set up. And someone pointed out, like, in the first series, I don't give a shit about that game. It's just something that we were just doing.
Yeah. Neither of us do, really.
Didn't really care about the story. It was just like, we just needed to finish it before I went on holiday, basically.
Yeah.
But obviously, we've just grown to love it. And, like, now I'm at the point where it's really strange to me that it's such a big part of my life now, just all from software games, that I'm, like, considering getting tattoos and shit like that, but I've never actually played all the way through Dark Souls.
That's
a good point, actually.
It's
really weird. So it's like this thing where...
I always forget that, because I feel like it's the three of us all playing together. Yeah.
So it's a really strange thing, but...
What are you going to get? I think Bonfire would be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. But yeah, I need to play it through first. Maybe I'll play it through and be like, this is shite.
A couple prisms.
Maybe the thing I like is just you.
Watching it. Yeah. Me? Oh.
I don't pay anyone's...
Oh, that's sweet.
But yeah, I'm super excited about that.
I'm definitely going to give it a go.
I'm sure we'll do some stuff with it as well. Maybe I'll maybe
link
I'll,
together.
Maybe I'll play
PTT linked together.
Why don't we do that?
You've got one half. I've got the other half.
That's never going to end. That.
Let's try that as a video.
God damn.
I'm sure Zach and Brian, who do our show Link Together, you guys should check out because it's really funny. I'm sure they will think about doing that. So let's do it first. Is what
get
I'm saying.
In on it. Yeah, start shooting it. Now.
Straight away. the other thing that I was really excited about, and I, like, randomly had been talking to Zach Ryan, like, just on Twitter about the week before, is The World Ends With You. It's one of my favorite DS games.
Yeah, you were really excited about this.
I know nothing about this.
Me neither. You said I would really enjoy it as well.
Yeah, because it's basically based in, like, Shibuya.
All right. I'm in.
Everything takes place on, like, Shibuya.
Okay.
So it's, like, all the fashion is the same, like, music. The music is awesome.
You'd like Persona 5 if you like all that.
When I was watching all... I went back and started watching loads of, like, videos of The World Ends With You again, just because it's brilliant. And then started thinking, I should play Persona, because it does seem... From what I've seen of it does seem similar to it.
It's brilliant.
But, I mean, it's not so on Switch, though, is it, mate? It's not on Switch.
Only so long.
Oh, if Persona 5 is on Switch, my word.
I'm really interested to see what they do with The World Ends With You. So, basically... It was really good at using the top and bottom screen, especially for the fights and things like that. And you had this thing where you had to kind of master both screens.
Is it like an RPG? It's like an action turn-based.
RPG. Is it kind of, but it's like there's a lot of rhythm stuff to it as well.
Oh.
And I wonder how they're going to do that with the top and bottom screen, because they're going to have to, it's like making a DS game, making a Wii U game into a Switch game doesn't seem that hard.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, obviously. It's just like... You know,
how do you split that up? Yeah.
How'd you go from a DS game to that?
Was there nothing in the trailer that gave that away, or no?
I don't think so.
No,
it'd be bad if they just split the screen, wouldn't it? They're not gonna.
They might have to do that for combat.
Are you trying to break out or something?
No, sorry, it's just this annoying. I'm in the chair that where the arm just breaks off.
You were like Shawshanking your way out. Now you're done with this. You got
stuck with these two again.
I drop a red ball and you go to reach for it. Now you're handcuffed to the chair.
But yeah, Paws, I think you like it. And, Steve, you know, if you like Persona as well, I think you'd be into it.
Maybe.
It's very good.
I'll play it.
It's got a mad little story as well.
I play like anything on Switch.
Was it coming quite soon? Do you remember?
I don't know, actually. So
I think those are all coming quite soon.
Yeah.
Even Dark Souls is coming very soon.
Yeah, and the Mario Tennis game, that was, they said spring.
I'll be good.
I would have preferred a golf, but still I'm up for tennis.
Yeah.
Mario Tennis was good.
That was the other one I was going to add to the list, is that they kind of talked, like, we heard news that there was going to be like a bonus game add-on to Mario Odyssey, which I was really excited about because I'm looking for another reason to go back to Mario Odyssey. And what they announced was kind of this balloon game where in New Donk City you essentially hide a balloon or try and find balloons.
To find it, yeah.
Oh man, it just did not. did so nothing for me.
I don't understand how that works with another player then. You've got to do it on Joy-Cons. Or you connect somebody else's.
It's an online mode.
Oh, cool. I don't
But it's online in the sense that, isn't it just that you can hide a balloon in someone's world and then they have to find it?
I think you find 30 is what I read.
Jesus Christ.
I like that.
Really?
It's cute.
It sounds like it'd be fun once.
Yeah. No, I think it's an ongoing thing. You'd be like, oh, fuck, power has balloons in my world.
Well, we could just do that around the office. I'll just find 10 balloons. You can find them.
That'd actually probably be more fun.
I'd be really up for that.
The balloon hunt. Well, yeah. Should we do that?
Do you ever hear about...
that sounds really fun.
It's basically an Easter. Should we do it Easter?
Do you ever hear about like the...
But with eggs instead of balloons? Some sort of mad Easter egg hunt.
I realise what I'm opening myself up for here.
Right.
Do you ever hear about like the Super Soaker assassinations? Right?
I think you're talking about the game Assassin, which I did play.
With a Super Soaker thing?
Not with Super Soakers, but we had like knives. What? Okay. So, no, we had like a rubber bands and paper guns you could like hit each other with.
But was that like a game with you play with your friends?
Like it's when it starts, you know, you all sign up and pick your assassin, and someone's coming for you, and you're going for someone else, and then it whittles down. And,
so there was a thing like years ago in London where it was that, but it was on like a much larger scale.
Oh,
so it was happening all over London. So you signed up to this game, then you just got basically like a photo and some very minimal information about the person you were meant to assassinate with a water pistol, and you just had to go after them. But obviously at the same time, your name's in the bucket as well.
Right,
so
right.
Somebody has picked you out.
I
know. So it's
just go around
all this thing going on.
They don't know if I've got them.
Yeah, what? But they're not playing.
Well, you don't know
who's
like,
playing.
It's taking place across all of London all the time. It's not like in a day.
Oh, okay.
It's taking place. No. You get that and you've got to like, you know, a month down the line. It could go on for months. Like it's not everyone's in like a big community
center.
So what
sort of information? You just got what they look like. I think it was like whereabouts they are.
I think it was like basic information, yeah? Then you
so
have to
where
like
where they work.
Yeah.
That would be so much fun.
I know. I want them to do that again because that was so much
fun. I would go full on like buy a delivery man's costume and like show up in an office with a package, and then when the doors open in the elevator, just package bursts open and it's this giant water pistol.
Well, I also really want to do this thing I keep seeing on Instagram advertised to me, which is, you know, these subscription boxes like a huge thing now. Like, you know, we've got like a loot box and things like that where you sign up and you get this box every month. Well, this one is... Like catch a murderer or something.
Oh,
basically,
yeah, you're telling me about
it's like
it.
A murderer is sending you this box from prison or from wherever. And
I love it. It's just real. It's just like Rose West.
And you're solving this mystery every month. I really want to sign up for that. I reckon we
the Rose West box.
Yeah.
We need to find a way to merge these ideas and create the assassin box.
Just get a water pistol and a picture of someone in a box each month.
You gotta go soak them. But your picture's been sent in a box to someone else.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
But
it's in a box, Gav.
Yeah.
But it's with boxes.
That's the key, we put it in a box.
But you get a cool little water pistol every month.
And a medal. Put a little medal in.
And a
chocolate
medal.
But a note that says, only wear if you win. Yeah. Don't put that on if you did not win.
And we'll know.
We got your picture.
Not sure how we got there.
It's fine.
Got
an interview. Yeah,
that's pretty much it. And then there was interest, in really, from the Nintendo.
Yeah, I like Donkey Kong, but it's just too hard. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, it's fucking nails.
I do like he's been added to Mario and Rabbids. That's a game I wanted to play. Yeah, and I just never did. So I will probably play.
I was skimming through the video and clicked on a bit that it was it Kirby's or Ice Climbers or something, like all running across the screen, and I thought it was Smash Bros.
Yeah,
I was like, but then game. No, just a Kirby game. Just unfortunately,
Kirby's great.
It is great. It's no Smash Bros, though.
Do you know what else is great?
What is great, Gavin?
Little game I like to call Keyword Countdown.
Keyword Countdown. Time for Keyword Countdown. It's Keyword Countdown. Time for Keyword Countdown. It's Keyword Countdown.
If you don't know what Keyword Countdown is, IMDb categorized their films by a bunch of crazy keywords. What I've done, or what Weston Buchanan has done...
That's a name,
isn't
like
it? Yeah.
What a great name.
Basically why I chose this one. It's taken 5 films, 10 keywords apiece. You guys have got to pick. You guys have got to guess what the film is and what the link is between all 5 films.
Ooh.
You got me.
I got it. I got you.
You got it.
Okay.
Film number one.
Ooh.
Dog.
John Wick.
Reference to Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Collector.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mistaken Identity.
Am I just guessing here?
I don't know. I'm thinking.
He's quite thinking.
I'm also shit at it.
It's not. Just because he's in the shower doesn't mean he's not thinking. He knows.
Mistaken Identity.
Theft.
Born Identity. Born Supremacy.
Shot with a Laser.
Ooh.
Rogue One.
Traffic Cone.
Toy Story 2.
Yes.
Shit.
Well done.
I love that film.
Dog screwed me up.
Collector, I would have got.
Was it Toy Dog you're talking
and there's
about?
There's actually the dog.
Oh, there's
well.
A real dog in it as well. Done me.
Sequel,
done me.
Airplane, Chicken Suit, Toy Story 2. Very good. 4 points, Carly.
With Rafa Benitez in it as well.
Is he?
No, but he looks like Rafa. He's not actually in it.
Well, that would be you say that, right?
So recently, Early Man is a thing. Krubis just reviewed it and is interviewing Tom Hiddleston about it today. I was telling him to watch Pirates in Adventure with Scientists, which you should definitely watch. It's amazing. But as what you a lot of the time happens with animated films, there's like a very different British version than there is a US version in terms of jokes, because obviously they can just rewrite the jokes because it's a bit easier to do. And also in terms of voices a lot as well. Happened a lot in Shrek. I know like Jonathan Ross, like in our version, like we've got Jonathan Ross in like Shrek 3 as a bartender. They've got like... Jonathan Ross's equivalent,
like Conan or something.
Exactly, yeah, something like that.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's strange,
I didn't know
it?
That.
But a good friend of mine, he wrote the script for and the books that the Pirates and Adventure with Scientists is based on, and he said, "Oh, I was just talking to him about it because I was telling Krupa to watch. He's never seen it. And I think the film was brilliant. I saw it on a flight once, and just fell in love with it, and then bought it as well. But on Netflix in the UK, it's Pirates and Adventure." Something that's the American title and it's the American version on the British Netflix, and he was saying basically don't watch that version because it's got like it's a really watered down in terms of jokes and rudeness and stuff because it's kind of like silly humor, but they thought it was a bit too much in America, so they and also a lot of the voices have changed. But coming back to your football thing, when it went to Spain, because they'd seen that obviously like famous people had been changed from the British version to the American version. In the Spanish version, it's like Pique, Iniesta, doing loads of the voices for it. I know. Cool, isn't it? So, footballers.
There we go.
Film number two. Drug.
Limitless.
Guilt.
Limitless was good, yeah.
Closed ecological system.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. Lifeless World.
Sounds grim, doesn't it?
Child Labour.
The Island?
What is this?
It's brilliant. Revolt.
Child Labour.
Cannibalism. Oh, Western, you've got the same keyword twice here, mate.
Oh.
Revolt.
There's two revolts.
Oh, Revolt! Yeah. Oh.
Train. Final clue, Winter.
Snowpiercer?
It is.
I've never even heard of that film.
Oh, so good. So good. You haven't seen it?
No.
You'd really like it.
What is it?
Was it only on Netflix?
It's a film about revolting, mostly.
There's lots of revolting.
Little child labor.
I don't think it did come out in cinemas here, did
it? No, it didn't. It's something mad happened with it, with the distribution in Europe and, well, UK mostly.
I know. It's but, Chris Evans on a train.
Yeah, Chris Evans. And basically, it's at the end of the world type thing. But everyone, I think it's everyone who's alive in the world, they're on this one train.
It's
so
cool
on this
idea.
Train, you've got like rich people, poor people. The poor people are keeping the train going. And it's about the poor people going, fuck this, actually.
It's quite cool.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
It's very, very good.
You watch it.
You'll love it.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know if it still is. But.
Maybe not. But you'll generally love it.
Mm.
Here we go. Film number three. Four-word title. Disagreement. Lack of trust.
Vague. These are vague clues.
No, same.
It's a lot of movies.
Framed for murder. Death of returning character.
Returning character.
I think I know what that one is, but that is quite misleading. Interracial friendship.
It's 2018, guys.
Parking garage.
Hmm.
Or garage, if you want.
Oh, is it Die Hard 2?
Character name in title. These are brilliant. World War II veteran. Final clue, based on comic book.
I can't even think of a four-word...
Four-word title.
Four-word title based on a comic book.
Disagreement. Lack of trust.
Captain America Winter Soldier?
Framed for murder.
That was good, though.
Death of returning character. Interracial friendship. Parking garage. Garage in the UK.
I say Carhole.
Character name in title. Carhole. World War II veteran based on comic book. You're going to kick yourself.
I will. So hold on a second. Postpone the kicking.
Captain America Civil War.
Well done.
Shitty I shit. Didn't, I don't you know shouldn't why I didn't have postponed.
Yeah. I didn't know why I didn't follow it up. You said one Captain America
Civil
film.
War, yeah. I saw Winter Soldier.
I mean, I want to watch that again, actually.
Civil War?
I always forget that that's a Captain America film. Always in my head, it's Avengers Civil War.
Yeah.
Basically, it is, isn't it?
No.
It holds up. It's
I want to watch it because I want to watch it before Black Panther. But I think... The reason that a lot of people, like Black Panther is going to be a banger, I think. But I think maybe a lot of people are a little bit lukewarm on it because obviously Black Panther isn't that fun in Civil War. Mm. But you forget, the dude's just lost his dad and become king.
Yeah.
And isn't that when he becomes, I'm not sure if that's when he becomes Black Panther as well. I'm not sure. I'm maybe not he is sure. Black Panther already.
And I think because Infinity War's only a couple months, people are looking forward to that one so much. Yeah. They're forgetting.
But so I think this is going to be him... having a laugh.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. I'm so excited for it. It's going to be brilliant. Three guesses to Cardi. 6 points. So all to play for powers.
Okay. How many are left?
Well, I mean, yeah, two. You need one here.
And I think you've seen both of these films.
I hope so.
Here we go. Film number four. Cow.
Babe.
Rabbit.
Warship Down.
Police.
Hot Fuzz.
Trojan Horse.
Monty Python's Holy Grail.
Yes!
Hey!
It's amazing!
Holy shit!
Have you just leveled it? Have we gone one in front?
He's gone one in front!
Oh
my god. Ooh. This is fucking
what
incredible.
What a turnaround!
Holy shit, powers. Quest, Riddle, Knight, Castle, Arthurian Legend, Wedding Reception. Monty Python, Holy Grail. One guess to Powers, 7 points. Three guests to Cardi, 6 points.
Ooh. I mean, 3-1.
Not in this room.
I'm scared now.
Here we go.
You are.
Oh, this is good. You've both seen this film.
Shit.
Well, you've definitely seen it. I'm sure you
would
as well.
Good. He's seen everything.
Here we go. You haven't seen Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer. Here we go. Dead fetus.
Aliens.
Blood transfusion.
Sounds like Bloodborne.
Avatar.
Deformity.
Deadpool.
Prequel and sequel.
Oh, that's good.
How's that even?
Logan? X-Men Wolverine?
Orange. Guitar.
Bats of Future?
Car chase.
What is this?
Gang.
Godfather Part 2? Godfather Part 3?
Sadist.
Godfather? Sadist.
Reluctant Hero.
Saw 3? Saw 2?
Who's a reluctant hero in Saw?
Jigsaw.
Little puppet prick.
Kick-Ass 2.
Also, the puppet prick isn't called Jigsaw. He's called like Gary or something. He's got like a really normal name.
It's a normal, what is it?
It is, yeah.
Steve. You're sidetracking me here, but
we need like an Adam Buxton like fact checking Santa to pop in here. But yeah, he's like a normal name.
That's amazing.
Final clue: female warrior.
Xena, Wonder Woman.
Dead fetus, blood transfusion, deformity. Prequel and sequel. Guitar. Car chase. Gang. Sadist. Reluctant hero.
Thor Ragnarok?
Female warrior.
Female warrior? That. Oh. This is killing me. Female warrior. Alien. Aliens. Alien 3.
Mad Max Alien Fury Covenant. Road.
Oh! I should have got that.
How's that a sequel and a prequel?
Because I guess it's a sequel in terms of it's come out after the other one, but it's actually a prequel in the sense that it happens before.
I never...
Doesn't it happen before?
No, it doesn't.
I'm not content. I'm not, you know, moaning. I'm just wondering how it is.
Oh no, I guess it happens after, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's a sequel and prequel though.
No, fair enough.
But
what's the? Oh, I can tie up with the link.
You could tie up with the link.
Oh, what are the films again?
Toy Story 2, Snowpiercer, Captain America: Civil War, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Mad Max: Fury Road. I'll give you a little clue. The famous ones. Captain America: Civil War, Mad Max: Fury Road. If you thought a bit more about it, Toy Story 2.
Do we have black and white versions?
Sorry?
They're not.
Oh, actually, no. Monty Python and the Holy Grail is a very famous one.
Smith, what are they again? I can't believe Mad Max: Fury Road.
Mad Max: Fury Road, Monty Python: Holy Grail, Toy Story 2, Snowpiercer, Captain America: Civil War. Very obvious one in Monty Python: Holy Grail. Obvious, quite obvious one in Mad Max: Fury Road, Captain America: Civil War. You haven't seen Snowpiercer, and if you thought about it, Toy Story 2 as well.
They'll break the fourth wall?
Something to do with the character.
There's a rabbit?
That's what I was going to say, rabbit as well.
God turns up?
When's he turn up in Mad Max?
Toy Story 2.
How do you think they came alive?
You think the claw is God, don't you? I'm sorry, I'm going to have to call it. All have a character missing a limb.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's
I'm
going to
give
out
the powers this week.
Yes, I haven't won in ages.
Well done, powers. Whoa. He's furious.
I'm not furious.
Absolutely furious.
3-1.
Weston Buchanan, thank you so much for sending that in, even though you repeated Revolt, and we're not quite sure about the prequel and sequel one. But
still
come from IMDb, so it's fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you want to send in a keyword countdown, I'm at CameroGav on Twitter, and my DMs are open. Write them all in a Google Doc. Make sure that anyone with a link can view or edit, and send it over to me.
It's that simple.
Thank you very much. Let's get some feedback then.
Let's do it. Who's up first? Rory?
Oh, it's me. Yeah. This is coming in from a man named Ben Ring. Ben says, first-time writer, long-time listener. I'm just writing to confess something. I've been living a lie for the past 8 years.
Who's he killed?
I should explain. Yeah, it sounds like he's in the assassin box. Yeah. I've been with my current girlfriend. Where is this going? For eight years, and this whole time she has been under the impression that I hate the prestige, because she does too. Ooh, when in fact, I really, really like it. I've often watched it when she's not around and enjoy listening to you talk about it on the podcast. I feel as though I'm in too deep now and revealing the truth will just be a betrayal. My girlfriend still hasn't forgiven me for watching Logan with my best friend instead of her. Out of interest, have you ever lied to a partner, friend, or other about not liking something when in fact you secretly love it? Also, if you do read this out, she doesn't listen to the podcast, so the secret is safe.
I actually emailed him to say, can you just tell me why she doesn't like it?
Yeah.
And he said he doesn't know, and it's gone too far now that he can't ask.
Get rid.
That's a good point, actually, yeah.
I think that's a very strange film to hate, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess there's a lot of hype around it, and if you're one of those people...
It's not. It's just on this podcast, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I'm just surrounded by people hyping
it. At the time, there wasn't, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
it's such a good film.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's a hard.
But I wonder why you don't like it though.
Maybe she doesn't like being tricked. When at the end she was like, "Oh, fucking joke."
Big magician problem.
Oh, he's got a
Yeah. Because you remember around the same time as well, another magician film came out, The Illusionist, with Ed Norton. It's all right.
It's fine.
But all that's more like a murder thing, is it? As I recall.
Yeah.
I remember all the magic and that just being CGI and looking shite. I bet that film is dated. Whereas Prestige. Yeah. Forever. That's
maybe
a forever.
Maybe she
film.
Just thought it was a terrible Batman film, so it came in between.
Yeah.
I've never had this situation where it's like, I think, lying about hating something, but the one kind of relative to that was when I went to see Toy Story 3 with a group of friends, forgetting that I'd promised my girlfriend at the time and another group of friends that I'd go see it with them.
What, different? You promised your girlfriend and another group of friends, so you let down, or they were going to see it together?
No, they're separately.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they all made plans, and I double promised. Right. Bad idea. Never double promise.
Never double promise.
And then I broke a double promise.
Oh, I can't think of too much like that.
But then I had to go. I went to see it with my friends, so I've seen it twice now.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, well, I won't go to the cinema like with my girlfriend then. I think she's forgotten about it. And then I went around, and she was like, I got ripped off the internet of Toy Story 3. And that was the third time I watched it.
You should have been like, well, that's illegal, so I won't watch it.
It was a terrible link. Oh. It had Korean subtitles at the bottom.
Well, what's wrong with Korean?
And that was the third time I had to watch it. in the worst way.
But then you could have just taught yourself Korean.
Yeah, exactly. I know, yeah. That's Woody thing. Right there.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think I've got similar things where I've had. Like, I remember
just walk around Korea saying Woody.
Woody.
I remember like when we used to get rips of Lost when I was at uni. Like,
yeah.
On it would come on Sunday night, and then we would get them from this dude on campus when I was at uni on Monday morning. So like, I would get them straight. We had this like mad network thing. We could just download anything from each other's computers, like a sort of localized Napster. It was really cool.
Cool.
And this guy would get these things anyway. I don't know where he'd get them from. But then, like, my girlfriend went to all of her at the time. Went to all of her lectures, whereas I would basically not get up, watch Lost, and she would come back from lectures all day, give me her notes, and then I'd have to watch Lost again with her. But I loved Lost, so I don't give a shit.
I don't think
really.
I've ever lied about liking or not liking anything. I tend to let people know.
It's weird, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
I do kind of with my dad when I was younger. He'd like try and make me listen to like old music, not make me, you know. But I'd say, "Oh, can I put on my music? This is shit." But it'd be like, you know, stuff that I now think's brilliant, like The Who or something. I'm like, I want to listen to my stuff. And now I still to this day, I probably wouldn't put it on in my house out loud to, because I know he'd walk in and be like, "Oh, you're listening to that?" I don't know why I wouldn't want him to know that I like it.
Like
I don't want him to have the credit. Yeah. I want the credit of finding it. This band called The Beatles, have you heard of them? I found them.
They're mine. No, there you go. There just be go. Yourself. Don't lie.
Be yourself. Never double promise.
Yeah. Mm. Don't download Korean illegal films.
No.
Woody. I've seen Blade Runner. I'm a liar. I've got one from Paul Linton.
Mm.
Mm. He wants to know, am I the only one curious as to what has happened to Clive Owen? In the mid-noughties, he seemed to be the next big star. And other than the Nick, I feel like he's been a non-entity.
Apparently the Nick Hopefully is really good.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, loads of people said it's fantastic.
Hopefully your industry insight can shed some light on this. What's happened? Where have you put the body, Gav?
He's in Valerian. He's in Valerian.
I thought you'd tell me where the body is. Yeah,
he's in Valerian.
He's in Valerian, yeah.
I didn't see it.
That's a shiter. Yeah. Absolute shiter.
What has happened to him?
I don't know.
I remember him in Shoot 'Em Up. I watched that a lot as a...
Closer. He's very good in Closer. Yeah. Children of Men. Very
Children
good
of Men
in that.
Is very good.
Feels like he was in a...
He was in Born Identity. That scene with him in the field. The sniper scene's brilliant.
It feels like he was in like romantic comedies for a bit.
Yeah, he was going that sort of Gerard Butler route, wasn't he?
Okay. Yeah.
They're kind of interchangeable.
I don't think he's particularly amazing, though.
No, I don't think. But he was kind of... in everything for about 2 years, wasn't
he? Did he ever have a... What was, like, the biggest film that he was in, though? Because you have people like... we talked about this the other day when that email came in, but we talked about, like, Dougray Scott. Like, Dougray Scott was having a big push for ages, and he was... I think he was meant to be Wolverine, but he was doing something else, so he didn't end up doing it.
Can you imagine that?
I know.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
What is Clive Owen's big film? Duplicity?
It's like I was watching...
Well, he was nominated for an Oscar for Closer.
Yeah, so I suppose that was probably his best...
That's a good film.
I was watching a YouTube video the other day, the same sort of thing, where it's like, it was about like the making of The Matrix.
Yeah.
Not The Matrix in The Matrix. Yeah. But it was like about all the people that they wanted to play Neo before they got Keanu Reeves. It's some mad stuff. Like some really mad stuff. But like Will Smith was going to be the first one.
Ooh.
Could you imagine how different that movie would have been if Will Smith was Neo? Like, it's insane. And then they wanted...
What was this? Some kind of Matrix? No.
They wanted Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt as well. Like A-list celebrities at the time. Yeah. Would have been such a different movie.
No, you needed someone cold like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, he's just so, like, dead-eyed. He is Neo.
There we go.
Okay.
The one.
Clive Owen, where are you?
I mentioned
Let
Owlman
us know
there.
You're safe.
I mentioned Owlman there. If you haven't seen the film Owlman, the
film Owlman,
there is a film. They
Clive
made a
Owen's
film.
Playing him.
That's what. So basically, it's a Scottish.
They wanted Kenny Reeves, but they couldn't get him.
It's a Scottish production company who keep trying to kickstart this films based on an urban legend of the Owlman who stalks abandoned hospitals by making like prank videos at abandoned hospitals.
Just
where
a guy in a suit with an owl head,
with a big old owl head and weird fingers. But yeah. I introduced Carly to that earlier and reminded powers that existed.
Oh, it's so good. Because it's all filmed, I guess, in Scotland.
Yeah. Scottish people make everything funnier.
Yeah.
Just like, stop fucking a boot!
Go away!
Oh, man, no!
Please!
I'm not joking!
Oh, no.
Well done, Scottish.
There's one guy as well. Like, I think the Owlman walked around the corner to scare him, but he'd gone into a room to take a piss. So then Owlman walks in, and the dude's just got his dick out. He's like, freaking
he's
out.
He's the guy who goes, go black belt.
And, like, then one dude like was run out of the hospital, yeah. And on the way out, he slips on the grass, like, falls down.
Look up the Owl Man on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. It's so fucking funny.
It's so good. It's just, I think we might talk about him on Prepared to Try, I think, but like, there's this one guy who, he's done some really nasty shit in his life. You can tell, because when the Owl Man comes in, he almost seems like he's expecting it.
He's resigned to that.
And he's just gone. Yeah, this is my punishment for what I did.
He sits on the floor and goes, no.
Yeah, he's just like, go away. And he's like holding his head because he thinks it's in his head. He's like, this is my punishment for those houses.
It would be awful if he was actually, recovering from something and they scarred him for life, man.
No, I think he's a wrong one. So
you think he's...
I think he's wrong. That's
fair enough.
Owl Man. This is from Jordan Kiefer then. Final one. You're recently talking about... did I want to read that bit? What's this? Basically, it's long. It's basically saying, the Order 1886. IGN gave it a 6.5.
Oh, I read this email.
IGN gave it a 6.5. I think a lot of people were a bit pissed off because it was like a full-price game, but it was quite short.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, I agree,
never played it.
But for, 40, 50 quid.
So he says, is there a game, in your opinion, that received a low score at launch because of the price, whereas now buying it used or on sale, it would turn out to be actually quite good, which is a very, very good question. I haven't thought about that much, but I'd like to open that up to the people listening to this podcast, like IGN_UK feedback@IGN.com.
Yeah,
if, maybe there was a game that came out full price where you thought, well, I'm not going to buy that, but then... And it obviously might have received a low score.
Maybe if you could
pick
up No Man's Sky for a tenner now.
Exactly, cool. Yeah, that's what I think. I always think that about the Mario Party games. The Mario Party games are fucking brilliant.
They're timeless.
But the only thing is they never go down in price.
That's what I was going to say. Nintendo games in general just do not depreciate in value. I think it's like I used to do it loads when I was younger. Just go into CEX and pick up a bunch of Xbox games from even 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's that's £5 now. Even if it's crap, I'll give it a shot.
For a week.
Yeah.
And more or less, a lot of the time, that game's not going to get to release unless it's mediocre.
I'll play James Bond Nightfire. Why not?
Absolutely.
That was how I came to the Clock Tower games. Clock Tower 2 is one of my favorite PS2 games. If you've got a way of playing those, some really good horror stuff in that. But I think I bought it for £2.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
Also, I kept that for some reason. I found it the other day. I kept that and the 24 game on PS2.
That was a decent game.
It was all right, yeah. Again, I bought it really cheap and it was fine. Yeah.
Me and my friends used to go into CEX and compete to see who could buy the maddest game for the cheapest. We got this one time for PlayStation 2 called Trapped. T-R-A-P-T.
Okay.
Trapped.
Yeah.
And you essentially, it was just anime girls running around this castle. And you would just set horrific traps.
Oh, nice.
They'd walk in front of a clock and the clock would grab them and then they'd go up into it and get destroyed in the gears. And then blood would be spewing out. It was mad. Trapped. I'm going to look it up on Wikipedia actually.
That sounds horrible.
I hope it's real.
I remember buying I bought the Punisher game for Xbox for about 50p.
Oh,
that's fun. And it had a load of mad environment kills.
How bad can something be for 50p?
That's exactly,
I remember reading about that in a magazine.
Can't
even get
65 pence for a can of Coke now.
Exactly.
They had a shot of a drill going into a guy's head.
Yeah.
In the Punisher, and I was like, I want to play this. That looks awesome.
It's good. So that's good. But also, he says, being from the States. Oh, yeah. So if you've got one of those guys, IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. I really want to know that. Also, Jordan says, being from the States, I have to admit, as much as I love the Football Manager Cardi segment, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Is it a fantasy football league? Are the games simmed, or do you play them out in a FIFA game scenario? I need answers.
Let me enlighten you.
There you go. So what is Football Manager, what is Football Manager?
It's a simulation game.
Okay.
It's basically like the franchise mode in Madden or career mode in FIFA.
But
you're buying players, managing the teams, but you don't play the games.
Yeah.
You watch them happen and then you make tactical decisions throughout the game. So you're making all the subs, formations, everything.
Yeah. But also the more that the game has evolved. So when we started up, I guess when we played it, it's literally just that.
Yeah.
So but now there's lots of stuff
I'm
around it as well.
Scientists.
There you go.
That's crazy.
Building youth facilities.
Dealing with the media.
Dealing with the media. Press conferences. They like me. The only person I don't talk to is this guy from the Daily Mail. I'd say no comment every time.
Is that because you don't like the Daily Mail in general?
Yeah.
Oh, I really like that. I respect that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of micromanaging going on. Is that not stressful?
it's good. There's lots of different levels. You can set a lot of stuff. So just you have an assistant manager, and you can tell him to do. There's so many things you can. Say you can handle this. I'm not.
Also, don't want to say this is a video game. It's not something he's just doing on paper.
I'm just hired someone as well.
Yeah.
To just do it for me when I'm not when I'm at work. I've got someone at home playing for me.
I've had an idea for a while that I've really wanted to do, which is like get someone who's not into that kind of sport to do it. Like I really think getting Powers to play like FIFA The Journey would be really funny because like you're not really into football, soccer, we'll call it.
For a minute.
I'd take you for a prepared try.
Do you know what I mean?
That'd be hilarious.
And I think like that
would
be
my squad managing for the FA Cup final. Don't fuck
that'd
it.
That'd be a mess. Absolute mess.
A thing that I really want to do. It's a really interesting video that I saw PlayStation Access do. And I think it's a really good idea, which is basically they had Dave and Nathan from PlayStation Access playing Metal Gear Solid for the first time, whilst Rob, the other guy from PlayStation Access, was in a like watching the stream basically. So you've got two. So you've got the gameplay. You've got Nathan and Dave playing and taking the piss and being shite at it. But Rob's not in the same room. He's kind of watching a feed, so he's like in another square on the screen. So like, and he's just going, "What the fuck are these?"
Is it live or is it a edited thing?
I think it must be edited.
Yeah, because I was like, they would have been talking over each other.
Yeah, they're not talking over each other.
Okay, cool. That is a cool idea.
But I think it'd be pretty funny to.
It's literally
us to take over Cardi's Football Manager.
I'm creating a new save. I'm not letting you on. Like, you know,
I think there's got to be some genuine peril in it.
There's
got to be genuine peril in it.
Genuine peril. Genuine peril.
You just press the retire button. What?
I think like there's something funny to be said. Like we take over your football manager for a day. But it's got to be genuine peril in it.
Because I'm in a good place at the moment.
Because that's the show name.
Do the chant.
Genuine peril.
Last time we talked about it, I was in a central midfield hole.
Okay.
But I managed to stick around till January and signed Carlos Alenia.
Well, this is the thing. So last time you had all this money, but you...
Yeah, couldn't spend it.
Yeah.
And I did in January.
Okay.
Or in Carlos Alenia.
What did you do till January, though? Surely your results must have suffered for that.
A little bit, but I hung around some good little tactical switches.
Okay.
Changed formation. Went for a 5-2-3 for a few months just because I didn't have the bodies in midfield.
What do the papers make of that?
What do the Daily Mail make of that?
People are tweeting me, what I'm not sure about is, I wish you'd go back to the 4-2-3-1 isometric MCL formation. It was mad. They're not saying they're not saying that anymore.
Needless to say, I had the last laugh.
Finished that season fourth in the league. FA Cup win. That's what I call a success. It means I'm in the Champions League this season.
Yeah.
Been drawn a tricky little group. Do you know I've got in it?
Okay.
CSKA Moscow.
That's fine. That's the thing. What are they like in your
league?
They're
decent. Okay. They're in the Champions League, but it's the away trip to Russia in October. That's going to be cold, and it's a long journey.
Yeah.
Blackburn. I understand so little of this.
Blackburn is cold, though.
Yeah, but Russia.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
God knows what state Russia's in 2035 or wherever. 2025 is what I'm in, not 35.
What I'll ask you.
Yeah.
Where are you doing your training camps, though?
The
Wales rugby team. They train in Poland.
They train in Poland.
You went to Singapore. There you go.
Nice and hot.
Too hot, though. That's the thing.
I've also got Atletico Madrid in my group. That's hot.
So that's fine.
It's a tough game. I've also got Rapid Vienna. Nice little trip.
Yeah.
See some opera.
Well,
they'll love that.
When are you playing?
Carlos Alenia loves opera.
When are you playing Madrid?
A couple of weeks' time.
Is it going to be warm?
Probably. Not in Blackburn, but.
When's the away game, though? That's the thing. So at least you've been in Singapore.
Full fixture schedule off top.
Why do you think there's some sort of correlation between the weather in the country and how hard the game is going to be?
If it's hot, I'm not going to tell them to play a high press game because they'll run out of energy.
No, because what I'm saying is one of your main concerns is how they're going to deal with the cold in Russia.
Yeah.
So what I'll say to you is you should have thought about that like in the preseason and taking them somewhere cold for the training camp.
But I didn't know we were going to draw CSK before I choose
Sorry.
I thought we'll get the hot condition of Singapore. That'll balance out with the cold of Blackburn. And I'll get a bit of a
Of course you did. Of course you did.
I'm thinking this through.
I'm nitpicking.
But basically, I thought people would be interested in my career stats to date.
Okay.
So here we go. Tell me what you think of this.
Okay.
418 matches played so far.
That's
in my
pathetic
manager career. 207
Do you watch
wins.
Them all in real time?
No, they're fast forward. I have it on extended highlights.
Okay.
So it's probably like 10 minutes a match. Okay. So that's about 4,000 minutes.
That's a long time, Cardi.
Yeah, it's too much. So 207 wins there, 79 draws. I don't draw many. 132 losses. That's
like
a win percentage of 49%. Half my games I'm winning.
Yeah.
Which is very good.
You're happy with that, are you?
I am, because if you think 33% would be average because there's draws and losses, I'm winning as much that I've drawn and lost combined.
You want a couple more wins though, right?
I think that's spin.
Really?
I'll be honest.
I've kept the job for like 8 seasons, so I think they're happy with me.
I feel like you shouldn't be happy with 50% of anything.
Really?
Do you not remember Mad Men? Like, they literally, anytime someone comes in and goes, we've got 50% of the market, Don Draper says, screw 50%.
I'll let you know when I've...
I want 100% of the market.
You want me to have 100% win? Percentage?
No, I want you to go for 60. I want you to aim the thing. I don't want you to be sitting back on your ass thinking the 49% is good.
I'm not sitting there thinking, oh, I'll draw this one. I like it at 49%.
If you got 49% in an exam, that's a fail. That's a fail.
Yeah.
Or a hard D. I don't know.
You tell Tammy Abraham that. Score more, mate. I've sold him now.
I don't need to. I'm not the boss.
759 goals I've scored.
Okay.
Let in 574. So that's a plus of 185 goal difference.
Okay, I'm better than that. That's better.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're free scoring. Beat Man City 6-0 in the last game of the season.
I just can't not see that 49%, though. That's
all. What about this, though?
Can't believe he came in here, Powers. Selling us 49% like it's fucking gold.
That's the balls.
Good. Yeah.
That's
the
good.
Balls. The brass balls on this guy.
That's good. Let me know.
You take that 49% back to Blackburn, maybe it's good there. It doesn't fucking fly up in the big smoke.
The thing is, in your profile section, depending on how you talk to other managers in the media, it tells you who likes you and who doesn't.
Okay.
So the top five and worst opinion of me.
Yeah.
Number one, Ryan Giggs. How do you feel about that?
He doesn't like you.
He doesn't like me. I probably had a pop at him.
Who's Ryan Giggs working for?
I think he just got sacked. Bastard. He's got sacked as West Brom manager.
Huh.
Didn't last long, did it, mate? I'm in there. Pep Guardiola, I've had a bit of a row with him.
Okay.
I think me and him, Man City, were battling for top four last season.
Okay.
Showed him, didn't I? 6-0.
So what do they end? Fifth?
Yeah. Funny, isn't it? 8 years. They don't have De Bruyne anymore, do they? See, Ricardo, don't know what his problem is, me. I don't know what I've done to him. Paul Cook, I don't even know who he is. So he doesn't like
why
me.
Why he hates you?
This is a little power play. This is a little power move. He's like, don't even know who Paul Cook is.
Top of best opinion. I'll just list one. Yeah. Bizarrely, Kasper Schmeichel. I don't know why he likes me.
Is he a manager now?
I don't know. I've never managed him. He just likes me.
Because he's not... How old is he now? Because he's not old, is he?
Probably 30, 31.
Oh, okay. He's older than you.
38, but for a goalkeeper, that's not old.
No, yeah.
So I don't know if he's in management. He might be in management at the moment. Maybe he really wants to be my assistant. Maybe he's trying to work for a job.
Yeah, buddy, yep.
He invited me around for tea.
Could be a goalkeeping coach somewhere.
Maybe he is my goalkeeping coach. Maybe I've forgotten that.
That's probably why he's got...
No, well, I don't know why he's got a good opinion
of you then.
But yeah, that's a little...
Maybe Ryan Giggs is working for you, you don't even know.
I think my next game is Rapid Vienna away, so...
Okay.
Good.
We'll hear back then on your Champions
And I'll
League.
Let you know when I get 50% win percentage.
Don't tell me about 50%.
I'll let you know every game.
Let me know 60%.
Okay.
Like 60%. You should be aiming for that, I think.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Thank you very much. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, you can. IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.